You're listening to an ABC local radio podcast from Overnights. I'm Sally Knight.
Mark Sutton, old friend of the program, not so much old. Do you hate it when I say old?
No, I'm happy to be an old friend of the program. Although I did get asked for ID the other day, which hadn't happened in about 10 years.
Why? So. Why do you think that happened?
I don't know. Well, I recently shaved off my beard, so I think I must look younger. But, I mean, I don't think I look under 18, but anyway.
Baby-faced.
Yeah.
Well, Mark Sutton is here to talk weird words and literature again this week, and a slightly different slant on things. We're talking this morning about the origins and the etymology of some of the cities we live in and where their names actually came from. A bit of history today.
Yeah, that's right. I think probably some of our listeners will know a few of these or may just, you know the one of the city they live in. But I think it's good to kind of go around the country and find out where all the capital cities and some of the other one names came from.
So where should we start?
Well, I have a trivia question for you, Sal.
Okay.
Okay, of all the state and territory capital cities in the country, what's the only one that was visited by the person it was named after, if you had to guess?
Darwin?
See, I thought it was going to be Darwin too.
No.
I thought, well, you know, Charles Darwin, he was on the Beagle and he must have gone to Darwin. Actually, the Beagle, when Darwin was on it, only went to Sydney and Hobart. And then Charles Darwin got off. And then a few years later, the Beagle went to Darwin. And they were like, remember that guy who used to be on the ship?
Let's name it.
Exactly. Darwin. So Darwin never went to Darwin.
But how can they get away with naming it Darwin if he never actually went there?
Well, they liked him. They remembered him fondly and they named it. So the answer is Brisbane.
Right.
So Brisbane is the only one. So Sir Thomas Brisbane was governor of New South Wales from 1821 to 1825. And he was the one, when Sydney was getting pretty full and Newcastle was getting pretty full as a penal colony, he sent John Oxley and said, go up north and see if you can find somewhere else to put the prisoners and the convicts. And that's when they found Moreton Bay and started the settlement that ultimately became Brisbane. And Brisbane did go up there to have a look. So he's the only one who went to the place that's named after him.
Very good trivia question. I might use that on the quiz in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, good one. see if people are paying attention.
Let's go to Perth.
Let's go to Perth. Well, Perth is not named after a person. It's named after a town in Scotland, Perth in Scotland. And that's because Sir George Murray, who was the Secretary of State for War and the Colonies in England, was from Perth originally. And the Murray River is also named after him. So George Murray of Murray River fame, he also decided Perth would be Perth.
Because that's where he was from.
That's where he was from, yeah.
All right, there
And there's
go.
A Perth in Tasmania as well, but I'm not sure if Murray had anything to do with naming that place.
Perhaps you know.
Yeah, text in.
If
Let
you're
us
from
know.
Perth in Tassie, you can text in 0467 922 702. We're asking you as well where perhaps if you know where the word or where your town, the word came from that you live in at the moment. You can text us 0467 922 702. We've got Mark Sutton in the studio this morning talking about weird words, but not so much weird words, about the history of some of the cities that we live in. So we've heard about Darwin, we've heard about Perth and Brisbane, we've got Adelaide, Sydney, Melbourne.
Mm-hmm.
Take your pick, which one?
Well, why don't we go to Sydney?
Mm-hmm.
So Sydney's, I mean, kind of a boring one. Once again, it was a guy who was in England. He was a cabinet kind of person. And when they decided to start the colony, he was kind of the man. This is Thomas Townsend, first Viscount Sydney, by the way. He was the one who sort of decided it would be a penal colony. And history's been kind of divided on him. So some people think Manning Clark sort of said he was just sort of a functionary, a sort of nobody who was just a bureaucrat. Some people have said, oh, he's a horrible guy because he sent convicts out to the other side of the world and everything. But then other people say, well, he decided from the get-go that there would never be any slavery in Australia. And he also insisted that there would be a sort of proper constitution and that the new colony in Australia would be run as a proper country, not just as a prison. So it was he who determined that it was going to develop into its own place and not just be somewhere for convicts to be forevermore.
Not just a penal colony sending, you know, English convicts and such.
Exactly. Okay. So I think it's quite a progressive view he took. And it's really a lot of the things he put in place led to the development of our country. So,
what was his full name?
Thomas Townsend, 1st Viscount Sydney. You know, he never visited Australia, as a lot of these guys didn't. But, you know, he left his legacy here. So there we go.
On ABC Overnights, let's go to Melbourne, find out where the origin of the name Melbourne came from.
Well, Melbourne is William Lamb, who is the 2nd Viscount Melbourne, who was Prime Minister. But the thing about him is that apparently he wasn't a very good Prime Minister. He happened to be Prime Minister at the time, which is where the name comes from. But from what I've read, they sort of say that nothing really happened during his Prime Ministership. There were no big wars, there were no big domestic issues. He never was really challenged. And as a result, he apparently didn't really do anything, but he was apparently quite nice. He was a nice man. But he was sort of racked with scandal, though. So early on, his wife, I think, had an affair with the poet Byron.
Okay.
So you've heard about Byron being described as mad, bad, and dangerous to know. Mm-hmm. And so that was his wife, Lady Caroline Lamb, who coined that phrase. There were a few other sex scandals and things. But you might know that Melbourne was originally to be called Batmania.
No.
Yeah, after John Batman, who was the sort of explorer of the era.
No, not that one.
I think comic book fans around the world, I mean, if it was called Batmania, there'd be so much tourism of Batman fans coming in just to go there. But John Batman, who it was going to be named after, is interesting because he made a treaty with the local Aboriginals, the Kulin people, for the use of their land. And so that was quite rare in those days to actually say, oh, look, we're going to basically lease this land off you and we'll give you... And there was a sort of amount of blankets and other things he gave them. And it's sort of, on one hand, you might say, well, they weren't really familiar with that concept of property and land ownership, so it's not very fair. But at least he sort of did something, which I think a lot of the early explorers didn't do anything. They just kind of went and took the land. So, interesting figure.
So not Batmania, Melbourne.
Yeah.
You're listening to ABC Overnights. We're talking about the etymology and the origin of the names, some of our city names and where they came from. Let's go to Adelaide.
So Adelaide is Queen Adelaide, who was the consort of the United Kingdom and Hanover, spouse of William IV. And it's sort of funny that I don't think history has kind of remembered her as an individual very much. I mean, you don't really hear much about Queen Adelaide. She survives largely in the town of Adelaide. And in the wine named after her. but apparently she was a lovely lady and she gave a lot of her state income to charity. So Queen Adelaide.
There you go. And what about Hobart?
Hobart's one of those ones, another one of these guys who never actually went to Hobart or never even came to Australia. So he also was a Secretary of State for War in the colonies in Britain. He was Robert Hobart, the 4th Earl of Buckinghamshire. And so originally it was called Hobarton or Hobart Town. And then when it sort of got bigger, it wasn't really, was more than a town, it became a city. They thought, oh, we'll drop the tun bit and we'll make it Hobart. And that's where Hobart comes from.
Lovely. And one more, Canberra.
Let's go to the capital. So probably a lot of people have heard a lot of stuff about Canberra, especially when there was the centenary recently, there was a lot of stuff about it. So Canberra, you know, one of the theories is that it comes from the phrase meeting place in the local and Indigenous language. But then there's been some claims you might have heard that it actually means the sort of area between a woman's breasts.
What?
Yeah, because there's two mountains on either side, Black Mountain and Mount Ainslie. And apparently the local Aboriginal language called it that because they thought it looked like the area between breasts. So that's not confirmed.
Has this been substantiated?
It's been claimed by certain people. It's got credence in some circles, but other people deny it. So I'm not going to say either way, but that's one theory.
It's a theory.
But the fun part about Canberra is when they were going to name it, they decided on Canberra, which is a good name, especially because, you know, so many towns and cities in our country have names from Indigenous languages. You know, I think it's 60-70%. And yet Canberra's the only one of the capitals that does, which I think is kind of odd. Like, it doesn't really reflect the usual names. I'm glad we have an Indigenous name for our capital. And especially when you look at some of the names that were suggested at the time. So a lot of people were suggested names.
Do you have any of them?
I have some. And they get quite weird, I'm going to tell you.
Go.
Okay, so
Could anyone suggest a name?
I think anyone could suggest a name. And so one of the ones that was really popular was Myola. I'm not sure why they liked Myola so much, but that was a really popular one. But some of the others. So we had Shakespeare, which was very very grand sort of name.
Very relevant for us.
Yeah. Eucalypta, pretty good.
I like that.
Kangaroo Mew?
No.
Yeah. Thirstyville.
Thirstyville.
Kookaburra with a C, so like Captain Cook and Kookaburra. One of my favourites is Sidmeladperbrisho. So it's like the first bit of all the capital letters. Sidmeladperbrisho. Wheat Wool Gold.
Wheat Wool Gold, yep. I get it. Mm-hmm.
Federalia, Acacia, Harmony, Labourville, Frontierland, and now they get really weird. Commonwealth Circular City, which kind
very practical, very black and white.
And, you know, looking into the future because they realised that Canberra was going to have a lot of roundabouts. Yeah. It was a very circular city.
It is.
Climax was considered.
Ooh.
Black Spur. And probably the most sinister of all of them, Aryan City.
What? How was that even considered?
I don't think it was seriously considered, but it was a suggestion.
Okay.
So that's the story of all our capitals' names.
So we did pretty well with Canberra, I think.
I think Canberra was the best choice out of those by a long margin.
Mark Sutton joins us on ABC Overnights. If you know where the name of your town came from, or the etymology of the origin of your name, your town rather, give us a tingle. 0467 922 702 is the number if you want to text in, or 1300 800 222 is the number to call. You've got a few other weird sort of city or town names that you wanted to mention as well.
Well, there's lots of great names around Australia, and you know, I hope people will call in or text in with some of their favourites, because you know, Australians do crazy names or interesting names, I think, better than any other country in the world. But there's some good ones. I mean, one of the ones I want to start with was, you know, the Nullarbor Plain, which I think is good, because it's one that apparently some people think it might be a local indigenous word, but it's not. I don't know if you ever studied Latin at school, Sal.
No, I didn't.
But null arbor means no trees in Latin.
Oh.
So the Nullarbor Plain is the no trees plain.
The very flat South Australian plain, no trees. That makes perfect sense.
Makes perfect sense. But one of my favourite is the New South Wales town Come By Chance.
Come By Chance.
Which is immortalised in that great Banjo Paterson poem called Come By Chance, where he says... And I'm going to try and do it justice, but my languid mood forsook me when I found a name that took me. Quite by chance I came across it. Come by chance was what I read. No location was assigned it, not a thing to help one find it, just an N which stood for northward, and the rest was all unsaid.
Oh, Banjo Paterson, what a way with words. Definitely.
Yeah. There's a fellow...
There's a town in New South Wales called Cumnock.
Cumnock.
Come by chance, come knock on my door.
That's great. I like
welcome.
That a lot.
I don't know where that word comes from or what exactly it means.
There's two nowhere elses. There's a nowhere else in Tasmania and there's a nowhere else in South Australia, which kind of means that the
are
names...
Are these places with postcodes? Are these official places?
I'm not sure how big nowhere else is. If you live in nowhere else or if you visited nowhere else, either of the nowhere elses, do get in touch. And then there's ones where sort of stories come up around the name, like Govett's Leap in the Blue Mountains. And... people think it's called Govett's Leap because the story is that this bloke named Govett leapt off the cliff on his horse and died. And there's even a statue of Govett kind of doing a leap up there. But apparently leap is just Scottish for waterfall. And he was just a guy who Govett was a guy who went there, but he didn't jump off. But it's sort of nicer to have the romantic story about this suicide of a convict or whatever it was.
And the statue.
Yeah.
Absolutely. To go with it.
There is a statue. Yeah. I think there's a mural too on the train station.
Excellent. Any others for us, Mark?
Well, where do you want Eggs and Bacon Bay in Tasmania, Mount Buggery in Victoria? I mean, the list goes on. And this is what we want to hear from you guys. We want to hear your favourite place names in Australia.
And if you know what they mean.
Yeah.
Or you can guess. Thank you very much, Mark, for coming in.
Thanks a lot, Sal.
That's it for the ABC Local Radio Overnights podcast. I'm Sally Knight. Thanks for listening.